Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about faith in general, and specifically it is about that which completes faith, that which leads to the perfection and completion of faith and iman. You know, faith and iman is one of the topics that has been discussed in the Quran in many places. And it's a subject which is very important. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "The Bedouins say, 'We have faith.' Say, 'You do not have faith. Rather, we have embraced Islam, for faith has not yet entered your hearts.'" Which kind of indicates the fact that faith and iman is not something related to the tongue and the attestation to the unity of God and the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it's something else. It's something more profound and deeper. In this beautiful hadith, we look at what completes faith and what perfects it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A servant's faith in Allah is not complete until he has five attributes in him." There are five attributes, five characteristics and features which perfect a person's faith in his iman and complete it. The first is this: complete reliance upon Allah. At-tawakkul al-Allah. Tawakkul, very famous, virtue, which is very central within the totality of Islamic virtues. The next is entrusting his affairs to Allah. At-tafwizu ilallah. Handing one's affairs over to Allah. You know, allowing Allah to take care of one's affairs. There's a little subtle difference between trust in Allah and entrusting one's affairs to Allah, obviously. Of course, we don't have time to, dig deep into the differences between these. The third is submission to Allah's will. Right? If Allah wills something for a servant, he should submit to it and accept it. The next is patience in Allah's tribulations. Having sabr and patience in the tribulations that God afflicts a person with. Right? This is a part of one's faith. Then the Prophet said, "Certainly one who loves for the sake of Allah, hates for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, and withholds for the sake of Allah has in fact completed his faith." Right? This is the completion of faith. It lies in this. You know, doing everything that you do for the sake of Allah. This is tied up to one's intention, the intention that one makes when one performs various tasks. This is also a way to complete and perfect one's faith. Perhaps it was keeping this hadith in mind that Imam Ali summed it up, iman, in the following way. He said, "The most perfect in faith from among you is the one with the best of character." Right? And these characteristics that the Prophet enumerated and listed, these are all characteristics which complete one's faith, and they are all parts of good character. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the thing that completes faith in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد